hip to be square. What's square? Newspapers?
Also, the group's name.
Oh, that's true. Huey Lewis and the Newspapers? No. Newspapers are, they are... I don't know if I'm exaggerating or not. Let's see what Marcus Messner, assistant professor of mass communications, thinks over there at VCU. Marcus, they say every business has a life cycle. Where in the life cycle do you think newspapers are?
It depends whether you're talking about print or you're talking about online. Print,
well, let's print.
Print will be seeing fading over the next couple of years, but the business model for them is online, so newspapers in a new form will still be there.
Okay. But you eventually see the death of the printed paper, don't you?
Yeah, it's a question when, and it will definitely shrink. So it will become much more elite, much more expensive in the printed version, and we'll probably see it not publishing every day, but becoming more of a weekend medium. But the question is whether this happens in 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I think probably sooner versus later, but I agree, it's not right around the corner, but it's getting close.
Yeah.
The problem that newspapers have had, I think newspapers all realize this, the problem that they have had, all the print media has had, is figuring out how to make a living online. And up until now, it's been a little dicey.
It's a big problem. You have print circulations shrinking. You still have these big printing plants that generate a lot of cost for these companies. And they're not generating the same revenue for advertising online. And they made that big mistake many years ago in the 90s to put all of their content up for free. So that's really hurting their business model right now.
Yeah. New York Times is erecting a paywall to try to keep out non-subscribers. How does something like that work?
This is a new model that the New York Times is proposing, or starting on Monday, actually. What we saw in paywalls before is that news organizations, they're just shutting down free access to their websites. What the New York Times is trying to do is it's going to give you 20 free articles every month. And if you want to access the 21st article, you need to pay. So you need to buy a monthly subscription. Now, the question is whether that is going to work, because if you just think about a business, you're handing out your product for free, and then suddenly you tell your customers, well, now you have to start paying. You know, how willing are you going to be to pay for that product?
Well, it sounds like the same business model that drug dealers use, Marcus. But I guess it's effective for them, but I don't know that there's anything addicting about the New York Times.
Well, you know, it's still the newspaper of record in the United States. They do great reporting. You know, they're one of the news leaders in what's going on in the Middle East right now, so they have great reporters. But one of the problems of their paywall is that it has a lot of loopholes. So, for example, the New York Times promotes an article on Facebook or on Twitter, it doesn't count towards the 20 clicks that you have. So, you know, if you just watch their news feed on Facebook or Twitter or other social media, you get all of the articles for free.
Right.
So I really have to question whether that is going to work. It's a new approach, but we'll probably know more in a month or so and see how their traffic on their website actually develops.
Newspapers, like every other media business that is not government supported, makes its money through advertising. Advertising has been a little slim online in the past, and of course you can just kind of click through the ads very quickly. Is there a way to make advertising more effective for the print media online?
You know, something that a lot of media companies are trying right now is to charge for their iPad application. The iPad, that tablet that Apple put out last year, is very popular, has increasing adoption rates, and so they are putting out applications for the iPad, and then they're trying to charge for it. But that is only going to work if you have exclusive content, other content that you're putting out for free on your website. So there is no great solution for the newspaper dilemma right now.
Yeah.
But you can see from how long it took the New York Times to actually put this paywall up. They wanted to do that in January, and they have been tweaking their strategy for a very long time. That just shows you how difficult it is to turn back the clock and actually charge for content.
Yeah, Marcus, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how mass media in general is changed by the internet. I know the people I work for seem to have the philosophy, unless their philosophy has changed, that right now I happen to have a radio station with an online presence. At some point in time, I'll be an online radio station that just happens to have a radio signal out there somewhere.
Sure, why not? We can listen to you from a cell phone through your online presence. So everything is moving to mobile devices, and that's also a chance for you because we don't have to sit in a car in our office or at home to listen to you. We can listen to you all the time, and that's also a chance for newspapers.
Right.
We can access them all of the time. They just need to come up with the right business model for
it. And then it's a level playing field for WRVA because you can listen to us in digital quality online. Or on your cell phone, we sound exactly the same as an FM station or any other station. So,
well, that's right. And so it should be an opportunity for you and not a challenge.
Exactly right, Marcus. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Assistant Professor of Mass Communications at VCU. Go Rams. Marcus Messner.